Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your favorite program. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, where we help you with the guidelines, how to bring your child under the Islamic guidelines. Well, recently I was in a religious gathering and the speaker was saying, Imam Ali alayhi salam said to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that you're not just a part of me, but you are the whole of me. Which means your child is actually whole of you. He's not a part of you. As we say to our children, you're a part of my heart. You're a part of my soul. You're a part of me. Our child is entire us. Our child is our biggest investment. So we need to be careful as parents while we're bringing them. And Islamic upbringing helps you with all the guidelines. You need to be perfect parents. We have Brother Miqdad with us in the studio who's going to help us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Rela says we have been talking about how to instill faith in your children and how to strengthen that faith. Brother Miqdad has told us to make family life stable, instill habits with patience and lenience, add manners, and also create identity in them, the sense of belonging, and also introduce Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as role models, connect to their values, connect to the history. So Brother Miqdad, what are the other tips to instill Iman in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fourth point that I'd like to mention in today's session is titled Mosque Centrality. One of the things that we need to realize is that building faith will occur if we are very strongly connected to the places of religious gatherings. And right. Usually this is the mosque, the masjid, or the Islamic center. In some places, in some cities, we don't have mosques. We have centers, which is fine. We need to make sure that for our children as a family, we should always be connected to a community, to an Islamic community, to a mosque, to a center. This by itself plays a huge role in creating our identity, ensuring that we are part of a source of knowledge, that our knowledge increases, that we are making the right social relationships, that we are really part of what we call an Islamic society, an Islamic community. And this is very, very important. I can't share how important this is. And so when we talk about instilling faith in our children, making them part and making them feel as a very important, essential part of the Muslim community, of the mosque, of the Islamic center, is essential. The first point regarding this is that when we talk about being part of an Islamic community, this should be an active participation, not just a passive attendance. So you find that when we talk about centers, Islamic centers, you have people who come and go, but they're just people who just attend the program. They don't have any sense of responsibility towards the center or any sense of belonging to the center. They right. just pass by because there's a program happening. They just leave just like that. That's something we want to avoid. Whenever we talk about being part of an Islamic center, when we talk about mosque centrality, what we mean is that we mean to be an active member of a mosque, active member of the Islamic community.
Right, so let's press the pause button here and continue our discussion after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Please, stop! I've got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDodd, who's helping us with the tips to strengthen faith in our children. Yes, Brother McDodd, you were talking about mosque centrality, what things are done and what should we avoid.
So when we talk about active participation, what we define is like the first point is that we should have a sense of responsibility towards the community, right? A sense of belonging to the community. This sense of belonging is like, I feel that this is my community, right? I remember you have certain communities that have, for example, football tournaments, right? They have, in certain countries, I remember we used to have football tournaments between the different Islamic centers across the country. And in those centers, you know, in those tournaments, there was this feeling that, look, I belong to the, I don't know, this city's Islamic center.
Right.
And this feeling is a good feeling, right? I mean, irrespective of the different things that will come in the tournament that I don't want to talk about right now. But this feeling is important, that this is where I belong. This sense of belonging to a particular Islamic community is very important, firstly. Yeah. Secondly, is that I should feel a sense of responsibility. In other words, that when something goes wrong in this community, let's say things like the mic system is not working, or for example, the car park is too small, or they need help, for example, in, in attending to the needs of the neighbors, for example, and having a good reputation with the neighbors, whatever it is, I should feel that I am part...
Responsible.
And I feel responsible for bringing about the good changes, the positive changes. And if there is anything that is going wrong, I feel that I should bring about the change to solve it. So this sense of responsibility is very important. This is something we need to instill in our children.
Right.
And obviously, it requires us to be like this as well, that when we feel that the community needs us, whether it is financial help, whether it is time, whether it's sacrificing other programs, whatever it is, when we show this to our children, that look, priority comes to this Muslim community, priority comes to our mosque, right? When our mosque needs us, we're ready to sacrifice a football game, we're ready to sacrifice the cinema, we're ready to sacrifice everything. For what? For our community, for our Islamic community. When we do this, this is a big step towards really building this identity, building this faith in our children and this attachment towards the religion.
Right.
And so sometimes I see children getting involved in recitation at the mosque, right? So the recitation of the adhan, the recitation of certain du'as, the recitation of matam in Muharram, for example, and nohas and marthiya and latmiya, whatever it is. This is really good, really, really good. And it's strongly encouraged all parents to really get their children to get involved. This is really good.
Right.
But this is not enough. We need more than this. We need children to feel a sense of responsibility towards the community, a sense of I can have an impact, a positive impact towards this community.
All right. So attending mosques merely is not important, but what is important? When you are attending mosques with your children, they should have a sense of belonging, sense of responsibility, and even participation. No matter what activities they participate in, there should be that sense of it's my duty, it's my responsibility, and I should participate and be an active part of the mosque. Well, we'll discuss more about the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDowd, and Brother McDowd is helping us how to instill faith in your children. And Brother McDowd has told us a few points, and he's going to help us through 7 points. The first point was the family life, which should be stable. The second was instilling habits with patience and manners. Third was creating strong Muslim identity. And the fourth point that we are discussing right now is mosque centrality.
For children to grow into this aspect of having a mosque that they belong to, it also requires mosques and Islamic centers to give opportunities to youth, give opportunities to young children to take part in the mosque programs, not just simply as passive listeners or passive attendees, but rather
fixing banners,
making them feel that they're part of what happens behind the scenes,
right?
Making them feel part of sometimes even important decision makings, right? Allow children to, for example, organize their own programs, lead certain projects, make them feel part of the people who are responsible in this community, in this project, in its growth, etc.
Right.
This will really allow children to feel a sense of belonging to the community, feel a sense of responsibility towards the center. So it requires both ways. Us as parents, we need to really encourage our children, firstly by ourselves, showing them how it's done, how we feel part of the community, pushing our children towards the mosque, towards ensuring that they're part of the mosque, they take initiatives, but also encourage the mosque and the leaders of the mosque and the responsibles at the center to really give opportunities to youth and make them feel part of the management, part of the behind-the-scenes organization of the projects.
Right.
Lastly, when we talk about mosque and centers, it's also very important that we realize that it plays a role in the social dynamics of our children. In other words, friends are built at mosque, right? Friends
right.
and long-term relationships that we have with peers, they should be found in the mosque, in the Islamic center,
right?
The relationship we have with elders as well, and with teachers, these are all formed at mosque. And obviously, in the long run, and in the future, marriage and spouse happens at the mosque as well. So you realize that the social dimension of our children should also be very strongly linked to the Islamic community, to the Islamic center. And therefore, mosque centrality is very, very important when it comes to child upbringing.
Right. So what we discussed so far is that how to instill faith in your children is to have a stable family life. Parents usually do take care of the physical strength of their children, but they should also take care of the emotional and psychological strength. So that's the family life that should be very, very stable for the upbringing of a child. Then while you're instilling habits, the second point that Brother McDowd discussed while you're instilling habits, like teaching them the obligatory and recommended acts, act with leniency and also patience. Then we had this sense of belonging should be developed through creating identity in them. Creating strong Muslim identity is very important. You can do that through various steps. And what was most important was to link them to the Ahlul Bayt as role models and to their values and to the history. And then we talked about the mosque centrality, where mere participation or being just attendee is not important, but to participate actively behind the scenes is also very important. Thank you so much, Brother McDowd, for being with us and helping us with those beautiful tips to instill iman in our children. May Allah help all the parents to instill iman in the children with patience. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.com. parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of our programs there. If you have any queries regarding Islamic upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.